This is Jordan from Controllers and Keyboards, and the hour-long ass beating that you're about to listen to is none other than our friends over at Casually Lit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Who Said That is brought to you by Luponic Distortion number 008. Instead of 007, 008. It's the best agent right after James Bond. We're drinking this IPA, 008, and I feel bad because it's Luponic Distortion. Firestone.
Great Firestone.
Bam! Hurt. Saved my own ass.
Nice.
I didn't think I was going to know it. I did it! Fucking did it, damn it! Also, we brought on a sweet guest, Mr. Hamilton.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And that's it. Cut him off. He's done.
Bye.
Had a good time. So we're going to play Who Said That, and we're going to talk about this beer. First, I'm going to explain Who Said That. It's where Chris is going to read a line, such as something we might have said, division is the best. We all have to guess who said that or try to remember. You can even guess yourself. It's very riveting and insane, and it's fun. Do you know how many you have, Chris?
I think 23.
Nice.
And this is going to be fun, but let's talk about Firestone Walker, Luponic Distortion. This is an IPA, but it doesn't say session.
No, it doesn't say session, but it's 5.8%.
So I'm leaning towards session. And it had a lot of different hops variations. So we didn't pull it from Firestone, though. We tried to pull it from Untappd. Mm-hmm. And it said like hops from different areas, and it like listed the areas, but not the variations of hops.
The hops came from Earth.
Yep. It's pretty much practically what it said. Rudy's trying to pull it up now. But
comes from Earth.
Yeah, different hops from the Pacific Northwest, Germany, Australia, and New Zealand.
All right, covered all the bases. Good.
But no strands. But it doesn't smell very extreme. It's obviously not dry hopped.
No, I'm getting like a melony fruity flavor. Like, I don't know who Melanie Fruity is. I feel like that's definitely a porn star. Don't look that up. She's doing it. She's a porn star. Duh.
doing it.
Yeah.
Doing it our way.
No, it's pleasant. It's definitely very light. It's not terribly bitter at all. Just very light and fruity.
I like to drink this beer while I cheated on my girlfriend because different area codes.
Because the hops are from different area codes.
Well, as long as you got justification.
Because it's your dog.
I mean, it works that way because Ludacris told me so.
Yes, he did. So. We grew up with those principles. Mm-hmm. We need to do a show where we apply our rap growing up principles to our own lives.
Yes, like when you're in a crowded place, move, bitch, get out of the way.
See, I tried the backseat, windows up, and I had a girlfriend one time, and then she died because it's Texas. It was
hot. Backseat, windows up. That's the way she dies. Oh boy, heat stroke.
I'm hot. I'm hot. And I was like, well, you're fooling yourself, bitch.
Damn. Letting all the stank out.
taking her so literally.
What is the rating on this on Untappd?
It's got a 3.82.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it doesn't really taste like an IPA. The more that I drink of it, I'm also getting feeling a little good, but it doesn't burn at all. Like there's no hop to it at all.
Nope.
I could chug that.
We got this filled at On Tap, correct?
We got this filled at Cool Keg.
Cool Keg is what I meant. We got this filled at Cool Keg, right?
That's what you just, when you make a mistake, just stare at Chris. We should all just stop and just all stare at Chris. And he goes, should I write that down? Maybe.
Timestamp.
That's when you admit something really bad. Timestamp. Please get the timestamp for that. Like when I call it the Cosmic Cafe, that's when I start yelling, please timestamp that. Which I hope, that's fine if that gets out, by the way. It was hilarious. I went home thinking about it. I was like, I called it the Cosmic Cafe.
Cosmic, seismic, whatever.
Cosmic, isn't that the vegan?
See?
The vegan place in Dallas?
Yes. We had somebody on from the Supernatural Cafe, and I called it the Cosmic Cafe.
The Spooky Cafe.
Yeah. Wrong hipster joint.
Which I thought it was funny that Goat's wife told it. Hopefully this post after that. Now it has to. Goat's wife would like us to interview the Supernatural guy. I was like, yeah, let's just get that done. Let me set that up.
Should be easy.
Our people will call their people.
That's what I had said. Goat's
Jensen
wife.
Nichols.
Yeah, let's just hook that up real quick.
Oh, yeah. That'd be easy.
Chris, just give him a call.
See, we need to go ahead and make those press
passes. Yep.
Passes, yeah. Just go up there and, like, hey, you know, we're journalists. You know, you want to talk about some craft beer?
We're real professionals.
I thought about it. I mean, there's two ways to do it. We could reach out through New Maine. You might have a decent chance that way.
That's true.
And there's another shot, just reaching out as a podcast, being like, bro, look, I don't even like your fucking show. Being completely honest.
Yeah. Probably don't start out with bro, though.
He seems like a bro,
does
dude.
He seem like a bro?
Bro, bro.
He probably isn't, because I don't know anything about him, but he looks like a bro dude, so.
I've gotten every job I didn't have by starting with bro.
Yeah.
That had a lot of negatives in
it. I didn't.
You're not supposed to slide everything off the desk, put your feet up, and be like, bro.
Bro.
Bro, let me tell Hire you why me. I need this fucking job. Yeah.
What are you doing? I learned everything from Captain Morgan commercials.
Why is your leg in the air? Are you about to pee?
So I start
Captain
today, right? Oh, wait. Actually, I can't start today.
Why are your shorts so short?
That's gross. Short shorts on dudes, so gross.
I like my short shorts.
I don't think you go ball hanging short, but
I was like, man, who has a coin purse anymore? That's not a coin purse. All right.
I'm just waiting for Chris to tell us to shut up so we can start the game. You ready to read the first one?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it.
Might take a little while to get this going, but the first one at least.
I'm going to kill myself, and it's your fault.
Steve Carell, The Office.
And David wins.
Yes.
David gets 10 points. 10 points, Gryffindor.
Game's over.
Incorrect. It was Michael.
Others need not apply.
It was Michael Scott.
I did say Michael.
You said Steve Carell.
He's the person that plays Michael Scott.
Wrong.
On The Office, in The Office, and about The Office.
Oh, the subtle jokes that no one gets that David makes.
Take that.
Prepositions, bitches.
All right, first up.
Okay.
We have... Just grab something. Let's do it.
God damn it.
Ooh.
That could be anybody.
That sounds like Jason.
Okay.
It does.
So, a little ground rules. This could be anybody, any guest.
Casually lit.
Casually lit.
Yes.
Okay.
Damn it.
Just grab something. Let's do it. I'm going with David.
I'm going to say Jason.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jason.
Bray said me too.
All right.
I'm going to be pissed.
No, I said Jason.
Yeah.
It's loading.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And buffering.
Still loading. Almost there.
And buffering.
Almost there.
Welcome.
Is it loading in via? Are you playing in VLC?
You got mail.
No, the Groove's music.
Yeah, so right click and try playing VLC because look, Groove music. No offense, Microsoft. Actually, total offense because it sucks.
I didn't know that was
VLC.
A thing.
Yeah, Groove music. Let's grab something. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Everybody but me gets a point.
I knew it.
I get double points because I said it first.
I guessed it. I did not know that at all.
Did you? Oh, well, Chris doesn't get a point because he only gets a point if nobody gets it. Do you know what that was about, Chris? Do you remember?
I think it was towards the end of the show on one of the shows that
so I was inebriated.
We were trying to figure out which beer to grab. And you're just like, just grab something. Just do it.
Oh, so asshole Jason was out. Okay. I apologize, guys. I love you guys. Damn it. Grab something. Fucking do it. All right. What's next?
All right. Let's see. Don't suck our dick. Tell us what you think.
I feel like that's roadie.
I want to say Michael Harper.
Don't suck our dick. Tell us what you think. It's either Harper or Jay. That is a Jay on Jay thing that Jay would say. Could be.
I'm sticking with Michael Harper.
I'm going with Jay. I got Jay Webb.
Rhodey was very offended that I thought you said that. His eyes got so big, and he was like, me?
I have a higher opinion of Michael Harper, so I'm going to go Jay.
Okay. But wait for Bray. So I think...
Oh, shit.
So you're going with Rhodey?
Well, not anymore, but sure.
Oh, Bray's right.
Way to be committed.
All right, here we go.
Don't suck our dick.
Damn, well,
tell me what you really think.
Yes! And also guest starring on that was Amanda Murder going, what?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I pulled that clip, because it was just so funny.
That was Steve Carell from The Office again, right?
So was that
actually Michael Scott.
Oh, Michael
Gary Scott.
God damn it.
It was just you, right? Got it right? Only one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I remember because it was when I was talking about the whole when we met them, and he's like, I don't suck you guys' dick or nothing, but I think you're awesome.
Yep.
Michael
yep.
said it several times at our first meeting ever.
All right. Next up, we have I don't like it, but I'm open.
I don't like it, but I'm open.
Rody.
Rody. Yeah. Rody.
Damn it. That's where I was going with.
Chris.
Oh, God. I don't like it, but I'm open.
Oh, Chris gets a point.
Was that me talking about my sexuality? I don't like it, but I'm open.
But I'm open.
Do you remember what it was or no?
Not that one.
I don't like it, but I'm open.
Oh, I think you were talking about how even if you don't like a beer, you'll still be able to tell if it's well brewed or well made or something.
Nice.
Well presented.
David needs to drink more during the show.
David gets a point for that.
going for the teacher's pet points.
There you go.
All right. Lots of yeast infections.
Rody.
That is a Dr. Rody thing to say. Lots of yeast infections.
Yeah, Rody. I'm going to say Rody.
Okay. Well, good. I'm going to say David.
I'm going with myself.
You going with yourself?
Yep.
Lots of yeast infections.
Damn
it.
Yes.
So Bray got it. Did you say Rody?
Yes, I did.
Damn, David's at 4, but that's with your mystical point that Chris gave you. Which is fine.
We'll see if that comes in. If there's a tiebreaker,
he's the host. He's the man.
And actually, the backstory with that one, you were talking about. You made a joke about Yellow Rose, the strip club we went to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lots of yeast infections.
Oh, that's gross. God.
So gross.
All right. Next up, we have humidifiers and porn. That's all on my ads.
Humidifiers and porn.
Jason.
Me.
Yeah, Jason.
Rody.
Okay.
All right. Come on, Bray.
I'm just going to just say your name every time.
Humidifiers and porn. That's all it is on my ads.
What the
fuck? I said that. Humidifiers and porn?
Nobody gets a point. And I just bought a humidifier, so that's why I thought it was me.
Yeah, I got the point.
Oh, yeah, he does. Good job, Chris.
Oh, because we do the essential oils, so it's like the humidifier.
What are those things?
Diffusers.
Diffuser.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Damn.
I kind of want to get David's phone now because I want porn ads and humidifiers.
Can I borrow your phone? It's getting steamy in here.
All right, next up. I tried to hold my mouth closed, but it keeps squirting out.
Rody.
I'm going to say Jay.
Okay.
David.
Oh, damn, that could be a Jay thing. Fuck, it could be a Chris thing, too. Damn it, that could be Jay or Chris.
I'm going to say Jay.
I want Chris.
All right, here we go.
I try to hold my mouth closed. It still squirts out. That's me.
Do you remember that?
No.
It was with the dentist.
Oh.
I was trying to remember who it was with the dentist.
That was so weird. Yeah. No, did anybody get that right?
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay. That's Chris. Not a Chris.
Damn it, man. So, like I was swishing Bray, like, she was giving me stuff to swish my mouth out with. I was like, and it would just squirt out everywhere. It didn't matter what I did. I had to go, like, I had to pinch my lips closed. It was the most miserable thing. The dude gave me, like, 9 shots when he was trying to numb my... He was like, this is only going to hurt a little bit. It was like, 1, 2, 3. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? 3, 4, 5. I was like, is this going to stop? And then finally, that was the most miserable numbing I've ever had in my life.
That's when we recorded Boozo the Clown.
I remember this one time I worked for a dentist, and she kept trying to have sex with me all the time. And she was also Jennifer Aniston.
Did you try and kill her?
Gosh, she's a horrible boss.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, actually, me and my friends got together, and I was like, man, my boss keeps trying to have sex with me. I think I'm going to kill her. We want to kill our bosses, too. So,
hot dog, banana, popsicle. Who eats foods in that order?
There's actually a documentary about it on Netflix. There's 2 of them.
Oh, yeah, really?
2, yeah. There's 1, and then there's 2 where we try to kill some other people.
All right. Next up, we have, ooh, I might want some of that.
David. Oh, that is really David. Random.
Jay.
David.
David, yeah. That's probably me.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, I might want some of that.
Yeah!
Yep.
That's so, a
Can I get that? Would you save that one?
Who all said David?
Oh, yeah, like I said, you can cut
shit
all of these if you want to.
Okay, good.
Did you say David?
I did not.
Okay. So, right now the score is finally me 1, David 5, Rhodey 1, Chris 2, and Bray 3. Bray knows my show better than I do, and he doesn't even listen. It's good.
Well, make it not garbage, and I'll listen.
And that's all for Bray today. Thanks for coming on the show.
What's bad is he won't even listen to the episode that he's on. No.
But if he doesn't...
Oh, wait. Is this going up public? I don't want my name on this.
Yeah, you better share it, you asshole.
I have a reputation to uphold.
This episode is going to be called Bray, and the description is just going to say Bray 72 times.
Bray, with your address. This guy was on this fucking podcast.
This definitely happened.
This guy, there's a picture of you holding like a sign that says I was on this podcast.
Holding today's newspaper.
You beat me to it. That's where I was going.
Nice. He's
with the headlines. Donald, or what's his name? Cracks down on weed. Jesus Christ. Do you hear about... that's fun stuff. The crackdown is coming.
Sessions.
Yep, the weed crackdown.
Yeah.
He's those are making the greatest memes.
Yep. Sessions is like, the federal government, or the state governments can't do what they're doing. No! You can't do that! It's like a mom slapping your hand. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, I'm gonna do what I want to.
You can't do that with craft weed.
Rhodey, I'm going to need you to save that one.
What's next, Chris? We got to get through this.
All right. I wonder what it would taste like if it was clean.
I know what episode this was about, but I have no idea.
Is this the California gamble?
Yes. Colorado gamble.
I'm going with myself, and if it is, I'm probably going to be sad and walk away because that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Jason.
I don't want it to be me.
Okay. I'm going to go David, though.
Rhodey.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Like, I wonder what it would taste like if it was clean.
Shit, Bray with the point.
What?
What's bad is I don't even remember saying that.
Let's play that again. I want to listen to it. Does it sound sexual at all? Probably not. But
a little bit.
Like, I wonder what it would taste like if it was clean.
I don't know. Is that a good soundbite, Rhodey?
Nope.
Nice.
I like the beer one. Chris got a lot of beer ones this time that we can use while we're tasting beers.
Yeah.
Exactly. I cut most of the stuff up in the theory that Rhodey will probably be using all of these or most of these. All right. Next up we have, I want it to stick its dick in me. I want it to stick its dick in me.
That is Beer Fest. What, Jay Tridanowski from Beer Fest. So that's got to be either me or Rhodey because we made the sound clip.
Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
I'm going with myself.
Jay.
Wanted to stick its dick in me.
Oh shit, it's
was that Jordan?
Yeah.
That was Jordan, fucking asshole.
Wait, when was Jordan on the show? I remember Goat, but I don't remember Jordan.
Oh, it was in the old studio.
Take that.
Joking, Jordan, love you.
No. Their recent episode was hilarious, by the way.
It was good.
But
it's the little flakes, so you can tell it's classy.
The description of Gold's... Can you say it? I don't know.
Goldschlager.
The Jonah Hill movie.
Superbad.
Superbad, yeah.
So funny. Yeah. Who, Golden Flakes?
Oh, Goldschlick?
Yes.
Goldschlick.
So Goldschlick.
All right, we got... That's not the one.
It's the twos.
Oh, nice.
That's David, you, that's not terrible.
That is for you, Chris. I love you so much.
Now, like, was that the quote? Or
can I
try? I don't want a glass of this, obviously. Can I try a pinch of someone's?
It does have a little bit of
a little spice
at the end, but it's not anywhere near where it used to be.
And this is 2016?
Yes.
Holy crap, that's way better than fresh.
I agree.
I'm still not a huge fan, but
Chris, wow. Try this one.
Is this a joke? Are y'all just giving me soy sauce?
Damn, he's on to us.
He's on to us. They're on to me.
That's all I should flow
in. I'm really scared to drink it because
it's
really...
bonus.
It's fine.
No, it's totally fine. It's not hot, but there's a little bit of a spicy.
It burns kick. On your throat.
By the way, we're drinking a 2016 Mole Temptress.
On your uvula, it burns there a little bit. Is that what that thing's called? A little
uvula.
Arugula. Arugula.
On your ubida. On your yagalaga.
Uinta.
Your giga.
You into?
I have soy sauce so much into my head that
that tastes like soy sauce. Just pour it on your noodles, man. Enjoy it.
I'm going to. I'm going to make some ramen.
With that beer?
I'm going to make some ramen. Weird.
Supposed to go in gravy.
For ramen?
Has anybody made beer gravy? Has that happened before?
Beer gravy?
Can you do that?
Writing it down.
Oh, brunch with beer gravy.
Remember blue agave syrup idea that we had from Dirty Job?
Yep.
Their blueberry agave with syrup. Brody, that was all Brody. That was no one else.
That would be so good.
You're welcome. All right, next up we have Wish You Would Have Paid For It.
Ah, that's that hooker we brought on, right?
Yep, that's the hooker.
Can't remember her name.
Chamomile.
I have a name.
It's Bray.
Brayina.
Damn,
you really like that soy sauce, Bray.
One more time. Should have paid for it.
I wish you would have paid for it.
I wish you would have paid for it. I wish you would have paid for it. I'm going to go with David. My mind completely blanks that Amanda, Michael, Justin. We've had so many people on this.
Goat.
Oh. Yep.
I don't know. I'm going to say Rhodey.
I don't want to steal from Rhodey, but Goat's a good one. Damn it. It's a good one, though. I'm still sticking with David.
Bray?
I'm going to say Rhodey, just because.
Copycat.
All right, here we go.
Wish you would have paid for it.
Fuck! What the fuck?
Oh, hey, it was Rhodey.
Holy shit!
Yeah!
I'm going to fucking win this game by joking.
Did you get Rhodey, too?
I did.
Good, because you're beating Bray by 1 point.
Oh, shit.
And if Bray wins, I'm done. That's y'all's new host, by the way. I'm done. I'm out. Well, David will slowly steal the reins from Bray. It'll be a power struggle for a little while. I just kind of want to.
It'll be a power couple.
I want to
then
listen to the drama. I kind of want to do that now, just to listen to the drama and the fights and stuff. It'll be weird. It's weird. I'm down for it.
All right. Next up, we have take a look in the mirror and then tell me I'm hideous.
That's Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's
a good Limp Bizkit song.
Fred Durst.
Take a look in the mirror and then see if I'm hideous.
And then tell me I'm hideous.
And then tell me I'm hideous.
I feel like that is Jason.
Whew, it's pretty emotional.
I really want to say that epitomizes Jay.
Yep. That dude, I swear I was leaning for real. Jay.
I'm going Jay. Jason.
Bray?
I said Jason.
Oh.
Jay.
All right.
Take a look in the mirror and then tell me I'm hideous.
Oh, it's Michael.
Of course he would quote Limp Bizkit. You know, not ever play it.
Shit.
That was a part of I think like 30 like one liners he just gave us that one day.
Oh yeah,
his notebook.
Oh, I fast forward through that part.
He made those just for you.
Doing that Stifler thing where he's like, I don't want to talk about it.
All right, next up we got, well, bend over, man. Come on,
Jesus Christ. I have 1 point. This is the worst I've ever done.
I think this was me.
Bend over, man. Come on.
David.
Jay. I'm wrong.
Sean.
Jay.
David.
Sean. Sean. Well, bend over, man. Come on.
Oh, David.
Yep. It was the man, because I say man a lot.
Who'd you pick?
Bray? David.
Damn.
Of course you did.
What the fuck is going on?
God fuck.
Kind of angry. Did you say God fuck?
I said Gold Slugger.
Oh, Jesus. Let's go.
All right. I'd be watching this while jerking off.
Jay.
Chris.
Jason. I swear if that's me, I'm leaving.
I'd be watching this while jerking off.
Who the fuck said that? We need to make who the fuck said that? So Rhodey can play with this game.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That'd be fun.
Jay.
All right.
I'd be watching this while jerking off.
Oh,
can
no.
I get context on that?
That's how it's done.
It was something like there's like a lawyer like suing someone like TV show, I think. I think it was The Orville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what it was because they would want to be suing Star Trek.
Yep.
Should I be worried that I don't remember any of these conversations?
Yeah.
I mean, they're recorded, though.
That's the worst thing I've ever said on the radio.
Yeah, but I don't listen to them.
They should not be recorded.
When I said Jay, I meant Jason.
That immediately made it to where if I have children, they cannot listen to that.
I feel that's how Bray's winning, is that we don't really listen to what he says, and then after we take the tallies, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I'll be watching.
Have to go back and...
I actually don't know who most of these voices are until I see people get excited, and I'm like, oh, I think that was Jason.
That's
that
one guy. Super disappointed.
Jason looks embarrassed. Jason's embarrassed right now. I think he said it.
Be watching this while jerking off.
Listening to the sound of a shotgun.
Oh God bless. That's horrible. That is the worst. Is that the worst one on there? I hope not.
Maybe.
There's no way.
Okay, here we go.
There's got to be worse.
All right. The only move I knew how to do was fart.
This better not fucking be me.
No, that's,
God damn it.
That's got to be Jay.
Jay fart.
You really talked yourself into that one.
It's like juggling, you know? Jay fart. Let's do it. Jay fart. Yep. Maybe Chris too, though.
Possibly.
I'm going with Chris. I'm changing. Chris fart.
Chris, yes, Chris.
Chris fart.
Wait.
Can what we legally change your name?
So can I guess the Webb brothers get half a point if I get one of them?
No. The only move I knew how to do was fart.
I want to change it to Jay.
David.
The only move I knew how to do was farting.
God damn it!
Was that South Park?
No, that was, you were actually talking about Rampage and your rich friend.
Yes.
Oh, fucking.
Because you can fart as the ape.
Who said that is a great game? So Roddy's the only one that got that one, right? David?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Good
I was.
Job. Yes.
Now I have 2 points.
Did you remember it?
And me.
We're tied. High five across the table. Smack. Oh, and Chris is ahead of us.
Oh, good.
That's not good. He has like no chance of getting a points, and he's beating us by double. So...
Let's see. All right. Lick my butt.
Jesus Christ.
Brody.
Lick my balls. Somebody changed it to lick my butt. That's got to be me. And once again, if it is, I'm going to cry about it.
Lick my butt. Okay. Now, is that 3 licks or 4 licks?
That's 3.
It's going to be 3, yeah.
3.
It's definitely 3 licks.
Hmm.
Oh, good. Some of these got cut off, too.
We got to get through this.
I don't know. I'm going to say...
Michael.
I'm going to say Rhodey.
I hope not.
I don't think it's going to be.
I kind of hope so. To see.
There's been so many Rhodeys on here.
I want you to be equal with me in death.
Here we go.
Lick my butt!
Was David. That David?
David, you
that
were...
Play that again.
That you.
David, you were super aggressive with that.
Jesus.
Listen to this.
Jeez.
Shit.
Who are you mad at?
Jesus. Lick my butt. I got right up on the microphone.
Do really you know what angry. Episode that was from or anything?
Technically, I wasn't sure, but yeah.
Is that the one with the Charmin rap?
No, it's actually the Derek episode.
Oh.
When we took a break, we weren't actually on, but the mics were.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll take that.
That's scary. Things have been said to these microphones don't necessarily reach all of y'all's ears.
Chris is blackmailing us.
I feel like you just slipped me a note across the table with a sum written on it.
I hate this.
Why'd you let me pour you some more?
I'm gonna drink it, Rhodey.
The sink's right there.
You drank it so quickly, I was like, man, he must love that beer. I'm going to pour him some more.
No, I drank it really quickly so I could get over it.
Because it's gross. Oh, Jesus Christ. Do we need to talk about this after the show for real?
No, we're good.
Okay, you sure? We got
I
some
have
butt
opinions
licking?
And they are what I represent.
It's okay. It's okay, buddy.
So, did anybody get that right?
Nyox.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, some of these got cut off, so I'm going to try to hopefully remember what these are. All right. When you do your thing now, what is it? What does it do?
Is it thing or thing?
Yeah, T-H-A-N-G.
Oh. Thing, nothing.
Thing.
Well, I was going to say B, Chris. But now I'm going to say David.
I think David.
I had the next part of that. So I'm going to say that was... Fuck.
Come on.
Jason.
I think it's Jason.
I'm leaving.
When you do your thing now, you can't go, pew, pew. What does it sound like
Jesus
now?
Jesus Christ.
I
I said was... Jesus Christ in the background, I think, right?
Yes, that was you in the background.
I at least remember that conversation.
And I had the...
What was that?
We were talking about Jay's vasectomy.
Yeah.
Is that... I was... Jesus Christ.
That's another reason why I pulled that one, too, because you were just like, Jesus Christ, what the hell is going on?
Pew, pew, bang, bang. Pew, pew. God, man, I'm going to... I almost said it again. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. That was the fastest boner I ever got.
Mm.
The way this show's going, it's going to be me.
It's got to be Jay.
Jay.
It's got to be Jay.
Chris.
All right. Here we go.
That was the fastest boner I've ever had.
Dude, I'm learning a lot about David.
David, you're about to be a business owner.
I should really start being like more politically correct. Wow.
It's so funny because I see you as not this type of verbiage, and I'm hearing a lot different in this game.
I have a potty mouth.
I thought a lot higher of you until just now.
So did I.
It's weird.
I talked to you about my pastor about having you come speak about entrepreneurship and the Lord's work. But
you may want to cancel that.
I already emailed him.
I want to apologize to everyone's ears and sensibilities.
You need to make it right with Jesus.
For my language and my actions.
Jesus is waiting.
What is going on? Let's go, Chris.
For all those people that
how many we got left
that can't see this, Bray has a flip phone.
How many we got left, Chris?
9.
Let's through these.
9?
Lightning round.
You don't know where my yeast has been.
Jay.
Rody.
Me. You don't know where my yeast has been.
Yes. So,
who all said Rody?
Me.
Hashtag.
No one said
God
Rody.
God damn it. You said it too, David.
Yes, I did.
Fuck.
Did you get
Hey, watch your language. Apparently, all the mics are recording
Next
all
one?
The time.
Because I can't come.
Jay.
Me.
Jason.
Because I can't come.
That's Jay. So that's what Rody and David.
Fuck.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting murdered.
Next.
So David's 2 points ahead now.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
All right. Fuck you and your green beans.
Well, I like green beans. Rody doesn't like green beans. I'm going with Rody.
Actually, I do like green beans.
Oh, that's the one vegetable you like. Damn it.
Is that David?
How many vegetables do you like?
4.
Green beans. Green beans is one of them.
You like 4 vegetables?
Yeah, only 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Vegetables?
Vegetables. David.
I'm going with Chris. What'd y'all pick? I got Chris.
David.
I said David.
What was?
Fuck you and your green beans.
That was David.
Fuck you and your green beans.
That
was where he was angry with me for some reason.
Oh,
it's your jolly green giant.
Right.
Yeah.
Next.
I don't have a clitoris, but ow.
Jay. God damn it.
Jason.
Please, no God.
David.
Twice today.
I think David. Yeah.
You're just copying
I'm
me
not.
In the off chance that you...
I'm not David, right. But maybe I am, but I'm not, I don't think.
All right, here we go.
I mean, I don't have a clitoris, but I mean, ow. Well, at least that one's factual.
David and Bray. Did you say David? No, Rody?
Okay. That was when we were talking about the Handmaids.
As long as he picks everything with you, you win, because you're up by 2. So let him pick with you. It's over. As long as he does that, you have to separate to win.
Gotta keep them separated.
Lift
David.
And separate.
That's what Offspring taught me. Gotta keep them separated.
All right, yes, it would, but it got you jacked off.
Chris.
Me.
Jason.
I already talked about it once.
All right, here we go. But it got you jacked off.
Yeah, because you were gonna say up, and I knew right then that would definitely make it.
God damn it, motherfucker!
That might be the end of this for you, Bray. How many's left?
4.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, you still have a chance.
You're going fucking down.
Let's go.
All right, I just told you that so you'd come.
Is this Penthouse Letters?
This got real dirty. The first ones were about beer.
I hope it's Jay.
So this is a family friendly podcast.
Yes, it is. Very family friendly.
Please don't be me, Rody. Don't put that on me.
Rody.
Ooh. I know it's not Rody.
What was it again? I'm sorry. I was too busy about thinking about Jesus.
I just told you that so you'd come.
God damn.
Michael.
All right.
No.
I just told you that so you'd come.
It was Jordan?
Yes, it was.
Did we cut?
We have a bad influence.
Was that cut short, or did he really say the
cum? No, he said that. You make me complete. What a pervert.
Weird.
He'd never come back on the show.
No. Nope. No, he was talking to Goat. He's like,
of course they
about our feud. He's like, I just told you that so you'd come.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Wasn't even
C-O-M-E.
Damn you. That's awesome.
Oh,
that's what Who Said That's for.
That was underhanded, and I applaud that effort.
Because right now, Jordan's wanting to throw, and then he realizes C-O-M-E, but he's like, I still am pretty uncomfortable with what just happened.
Context. Right. It's important, folks.
You get drunker, and it gets harder.
I'm sorry, Chris. You get points. You get drunk. That's get me.
Yeah, Jason.
Wholeheadedly down.
Jason.
It's me talking about Harvey Weinstein. Get drunker, it gets harder.
Nice.
Yep.
Everyone gets a point.
I remembered that one.
Let's see.
I'm going to give Chris a point, too, since everybody got it right.
Yep.
I'm just pointing.
That's true.
I got three. Everybody else has more than five, so it doesn't fucking matter.
All right. You know what? Capitalism may not be for everyone.
Goat.
Good job, Ray.
Thank you.
That's pretty unanimous.
You know what? Capitalism may not be for everyone.
God damn it.
That was David.
I want to make it clear to the listeners that that was part of a bit.
Yes, God damn it. I was actually thinking David at first. I really fucking was. And then everybody was like, it's goat.
What's like, the...
Way to go, sheeple.
Brando's, yeah, is that was that the last one?
No, we got one more.
Oh, shit.
One more. This is the doozy. All the marbles.
For all the marbles.
It's the 47 pointers, just so I have a chance to win.
Oh, Lord, don't put that in my butt.
Jason.
Oh, it's not the worst one.
It's got to be Jason.
I was not the worst one. Oh, my God. It's oh, Lord. Be Jason. Oh, Lord, don't put
everybody
that in
pick
my
Jason.
Butt. I'm going with Jay. Jay would say that. So would Chris.
They would, but they didn't.
Chris. I'm leaning on you, Chris.
Chris.
I apologize if it's wrong. I love you.
I'm going to tag along on the Chris bus.
He's just following you, David.
Thanks, David, for helping me.
You sticking with
You're
me?
Welcome.
Yep.
Be a runner out.
All right, here we go.
Come on, please.
Alert. Don't put that in my bird.
All right, goodbye, folks. This has been an excellent show. I'm glad that I was a part of it for a short period of time, but now I will forever be in a fucking hole.
I believe we've learned a lot about David during this segment.
That was also you in some kind of a Kermit accent.
That was rough. I remember
is that Yoda in a lightsaber?
That was Madea.
Yeah, that was Madea.
Yeah, the first three or four episodes, I kept trying to do voices.
No points. Congratulations, David. You are the champion of Who Said That.
Yeah, it really doesn't feel like I won.
Hey.
You've won, but you've lost so much.
We can be best friends. I got that good one in there, too. So.
Oh, no.
Did I get second?
I'm going to have to go delete my MySpace.
Yeah, you did by one over Chris. And then Rhodey got third. And then I did not break five. It's the worst outing of this game I've ever had. What a good time.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys. We love you guys. Don't forget to check out all of our friends, Controllers and Keyboards, Whiskey Boy Radio, Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Robotuner?
No, he's...
Good Brew Guy.
They're about to come back.
Okay.
It's exciting. Don't forget to check out all of our brothers and sisters. We love you. Have a good night.
This is The Goat wanting to thank you for listening to that episode of Casually Lit. Now, I would also like to thank you for listening to us, Controllers and Keyboards. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at /CNK Crew. Also, www.controllersandkeyboards.com.